What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne in here with my brother Brad. What's up, my friend?
Hey, man, that intro gets me amped up, man. It gets me pumped up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm quite proud of it. It was hours of going through a whole bunch of songs, and then it was like, that's it, man. It kind of nice little rock jam, man. So, brother, listen, man, I am super pumped about this podcast, and we got people excited. This is actually episode 3. This is actually post-Christmas episode. Like, Christmas is over, and people are going into the new year. We're going to talk about that. But I wanted to, mention that the ladies, man, they were a little jealous of our name, you know. Isia and Wit, they was like, man, they got a cool name. Like, we need to come up with something different. I was like,
Hey, man, I'm all about it. I told you I was born in 87. Yep. The GOAT, Michael Jackson, came out with a Bad album in 87, and it just maxes up Brad and Dwayne.
Good stuff, good stuff. But yeah, man, so, post-Christmas, going into the new year, you hit me with this topic, and, I think the timing is perfect. So let's kind of get into it, brother. What you thinking we want to talk to the people about today?
It's going to be straightforward tonight. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. And, you've set New Year's resolutions. I've set resolutions for myself, through my 20s. You see these fads on social media. You see these different fitness challenges. You see these different things going on. And so what do? We make a promise to ourselves, a New Year resolution. And a lot of time when we set a resolution for ourselves, we don't really truly understand what a resolution is. And I've been doing a lot of research on New Year's resolutions and just the effect it has on people. And one of the things that we first have to do, one of the rudimentary things we have to do, is we have to understand the word resolution. What is resolution? Mm-hmm. It's a firm decision. It's a promise to ourselves. It's something that we etch in stone, and we try to hold ourselves accountable to. So that's the first thing that we have to understand with the New Year's resolution. And following Christmas, we hit the cookies. Yeah, we hit the cakes. We hit this, that, and the other, and we start to feel a little bit bad about ourselves. And the New Year comes, and everybody. New mm-hmm. year, new mm-hmm. me, new mm-hmm. year, new. This is my year. Okay. Yeah. And honestly, Dwayne, I don't know what day this is going to drop. It might drop on a Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know when this is going to drop exactly. Which day do you have a day it's going to drop?
Well, we could drop. When do you want it to drop? Hey, man. You just finished your live, and we talked about Mondays, in honor of that, we might do it on a Monday, man.
Dwayne, whatever day you pick is going to be the perfect day, all right? Whatever day you pick is going to be the perfect day. And this is going to kind of roll me into my next point, right? When it comes to a resolution, we can't wait for that opportune moment. Mm. We can't wait for January 1st. How are we going to wait for January 1st when we don't know it's going to come?
That's right.
All right. We're always waiting for that perfect situation in life, whether it's January 1st, whether it's Monday, whether it's the day after our birthday or a holiday or a special event. We're waiting for that perfect situation, and we're left waiting. I mean, I'm sure you have a story. I have several stories of, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to wait until this date. Do you have a story?
Oh, yeah, man. Listen. So, the new year for sure, but even in E2M, man, because we have 8-week cycles, and you go into a time period where things, not normal, or, you have something happen, you go on vacation and you get knocked off your socks and you're like, you know what? Hey, week one, I'm coming back, baby. Week one. that happened to me, man. Me and my family, we went to Great Wolf Lodge. We took a vacation, the first vacation I had in a long time where I actually wasn't working, like actually got to chill, man. And I enjoyed myself, brother. I enjoyed myself. I think it might have been like a week 4 or 5, kind of midway. And I was like, man, I just kind of hit the cruise, man, just mentally, hit the cruise. Yeah. Like, I'm going to cruise the rest of this round. Yeah. Week one, I'm going to hit it hard,
How easy is it to do that, though, Dwayne?
It's easy, man.
It's easy.
So easy.
you know, and then we fall into a terrible cycle where I'll wait until week one, and then week one comes and we're not prepared. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have those tools. We don't have the resources. We don't have that mental toughness that we need to persevere and that resilience to persevere through adversity. Mm-hmm. And so what the point is that I'm trying to make is, stop setting resolutions for Monday. Stop setting resolutions for week one. Stop setting resolutions for the new year. Start a resolution right now. Start making that firm decision right now. Don't be a Monday warrior. All right. And my mom, I love my mom dearly, and I hope she watches this someday. I'm sure she will. She supports all facets of life that I take part in. But my mom, I called her a Monday warrior for years because it didn't matter what day of the week it was. Like, a lot of people were like, well, I'm going to screw up Thursday or Friday, I'll start Monday. It'd be Tuesday. My mom would be like, I'll start Monday.
The following
Monday. Following Monday. Yeah. I'm like, mom, you have the rest of Tuesday, right. The rest of Wednesday, you have the rest of Thursday, you have the rest of Friday, you have the rest of Saturday, you have the rest of Sunday, but you're gonna wait until Monday.
Oh yeah.
And then guess what happens? She embarks on this great old journey because it's a brand new day, it's a brand new week, it's a brand new opportunity for me. I'm going to take advantage of this week. I'm gonna go all in. I go all in, and the same vicious cycle repeats itself because yeah. I'm a Monday warrior. I'm waiting for that perfect opportune moment, mm-hmm. and I'm delaying the process. Mm-hmm. You know,
I kind of think about even with people that I try to recruit into the program. You know, when you talk about waiting for that perfect moment, you know, I talk to friends and family and like, man, I got this coming up. I got a trip, you know, or I got this. Like, it's not a good time. And my response is always, it's never a good time. There's no perfect time to take your health serious. You just have to take that moment, man. You have to grab it by the horns and go, man. And I hear that so often, man. And I'm just, I wish, you know, I could just kind of like drag them in, like, come on, you know, but, you know, they have to be ready, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and so what would you say to somebody, man? I mean, you kind of touched on it, man, about taking advantage of the now. Somebody that's just like waiting for that perfect moment, man. What would you say, Uncle Brad?
Life's not going to wait.
That's right.
Life's not going to wait. You know, and I have an example that I can use for my own life. You know, mm-hmm. I had this bucket list that I made back in 2012. You know, we all have those high school or college breakups with that love of our life. And we were going to get married. We were going to do this. We were going to do that. Right. And so I had this massive breakup. It was heartbreaking. So I went off on a tangent. I'm going to make a bucket list and I'm going to have everything chucked off this bucket list by the end of this year. You know, one of those things. Right.
Right.
And I had like 25, 30, 40 things on this bucket list. And one of those things on the bucket list was write a book. Mm-hmm. I was going to write a book. You know, I was going to be this intellectual, smart dude. Like I was going to show her, I was going to prove her wrong. Hey man, you messed up, you know? And so on that bucket list in 2012 was write a book. Well, mm-hmm. here we sit 10 years later,
yeah.
2022. And I started writing my first pages, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, and I'm still going.
Right.
You know, it took me 10 years, Dwayne, to get that maybe courage. But, you know, we all say that we want to accomplish greatness. We want to pursue perfection. We want to, you know, achieve all these grand accolades in life. We're afraid to get the ball rolling. We're afraid to create the necessary momentum mm-hmm. to embark on these crazy journeys. And now, you know, I'm 34 years old. I'm happily married. I'm glad that occurrence happened in my life, you know,
right.
But that was a spark for me. It was a bucket list situation. It only took me 10 years to start getting that pencil on the paper, you know,
right.
And right now that's my masterpiece in, you know, whatever you value in life, you can create your own masterpiece in that facet of life. Like right now, you know, I'm challenging myself. I'm challenging my intellectual game, and I'm putting the pencil on the paper. That's my masterpiece right now. But you know, and just like you, Dwayne, like you're trying to win the fitness game. You know, we're trying to succeed in the relationship game. Where, you know, any facet of life that you truly value and you truly want to thrive in, create a masterpiece. But the first thing that you have to do is take action.
That's right. That's right, man. Yeah, that's super critical, man, on just, you know, everything. Like, you know, we talk about fitness, we talk about life goals, you know, it applies to so many aspects, man. Taking action, taking that step. And I'm a jumper. Like my people know me. I don't, you know, I leap. I don't have to see what's on the other side. You know, I don't need to know there's a safety net. I'm a jumper, man. I'm just naturally that. And to my benefit and to my detriment, you know.
Double-edged sword.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And you know, that goes right along with just, you know, the way I approach, you know, life and decisions, you know, yeah. and critical decisions and deciding to get focused about something. Cause my cousins will tell you, man, you know, and it was like, you know, Dwayne Hill, if he put his mind to it, that's all, you know, yeah. He ain't gonna tell him nothing different.
Yeah.
You know, but I realize a lot of people aren't wired that way. And that's why this conversation is important, mm-hmm. because for those that aren't wired that way, going into the new year, which is in a couple of days, I mean, yeah. literally a yeah. couple of days, man. So listen, do we want them to start their resolution now, or do yeah. we want them to wait till the first?
What? Man, resolution now, baby. Resolution now. And here's the thing, you know, again, in any quality area of life, Dwayne, you know, mm-hmm. whether it be your fitness, and a lot of times our resolutions are fitness related or nutrition or health related, you know, because we get that emergency phone call. Hey, your blood yep. pressure is too high. Hey, you yep. know, your cholesterol is too high or whatever. So, oh man, now I have to. Mm-hmm. All right. But don't get to that emergency situation. Be urgent and take action. Execute right now. All right. Mm-hmm. And whether you start small, or you start big, just start. You know, if you're somebody that is obese and you're somebody that is overweight by 100, 150 pounds, go for a walk, start drinking some water, get some vegetables in your system. You know, start at the rudimentary level. Start at the you know, start with the basic building blocks, you know. Right. You know, nothing grand was ever established without a foundation, right? We have to build the base. We need to start somewhere, okay? Small, massive, just start. All right. Start.
Good deal. Yes, yeah. sir. No, that's super important, man. Hitting that start button. And you know, and the hesitation goes back to fear, you know. Yeah. Or here's another one. I know you're gonna jump on this one. Or being comfortable.
Ah,
gotta walk away now. Go ahead.
Yeah, but Dwayne, how easy is it to be comfortable? Because you know, I don't like I get up at 3:37 a.m. every single day, like clockwork. I'm actually at a point in my journey where I don't set an alarm clock anymore. You know, I've cut that safety net. I know I'm going to wake up by 4 a.m. Now, most of the time, I'm up by 3:37 a.m. I'm up and I'm at it. I'm on my two feet. But here's the thing. Would I rather stay in bed? Would I rather be comfortable? Please.
Oh yeah.
Please, man. I'd rather be cozy, nice and warm. I'd like to be snuggled up with my wife. All right. Hey, I'm trying to keep this PG-13, but you know, I'd rather stay right in my bed and be warm and cozy. I don't want to get up in bed at out of bed at 3:37 in the morning. It's freezing cold in Western New York. It's 20 degrees right now. I want to stay in bed, baby. All right. Mm-hmm. But I have goals. Yep. I have places that I want to be. I have things I want to achieve. Yep. All right. I'm not being selective in the things that I want to excel in.
Right.
Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out there and face your fears. You know, I read something today, and I'm always reading, Dwayne, but I read something today that Dr. Seuss was rejected by 27 publishers. 27 publishers. That's wow. Dr. Seuss, one of the goats in all of the world and all facets of life, man. That's the goat.
Right. Right?
But he was turned away 27 times before he landed his first publisher. And we all know who Dr. Seuss is, obviously. Yeah. All right. But you face your fears. You fail. All right. It's inevitable that you fail. You have to fail because that's how you learn. That's how you readjust. That's how you accommodate things. And that's how you figure out, okay, this is where I went wrong. This is why I went wrong. This is when I went wrong, where I went wrong. And this is how I fix it. This is how I adjust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's that's so good, man. I didn't know that about Dr. Seuss, man. That's
Just read that today.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, 27 times.
I know all 27 of them folks are kicking themselves for not publishing Dr. Seuss, man. Yeah. You're talking about bread on bread on bread for sure.
Well, you talk about the Tom Brady's of the world. 198 picks went by, and that's every team in the NFL had a crack at him.
Whoops. That's real. That's real.
Whoops.
I mean, even Jay-Z, man, he went to almost every record label and got turned down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look at somebody like Jay-Z, you look at all these greats in their facets of life, and as somewhere along the way, they didn't just pick up their craft and say, you know what, I'm going to be Jay-Z. Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't pick up a dumbbell one day and say, I'm going to be the great. All right, I'm going to pick up this dumbbell and I'm going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's not how things work, right?
With a last name like that, though, he ain't have many choices.
That's true. That's true, Dwayne.
Like, bro, that Schwarzenegger. Oh yeah, bodybuilder.
Go lift that heavy weight over there.
No, man. That's super dope, man. So, I'm not an avid reader just yet. I do pick up here and there, and actually want to get with you on that, man. So we can kind of be on the same wavelength, but. My favorite app had a really cool quote that I wanted to share, man. It says, refuse to accept your excuses once you made your commitment. Stick to it.
Stick to it.
Yeah, man. Stick to it. Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about starting it now. Mm-hmm. Not only starting it, but sticking to it, man. Yeah. There's a follow through to this. Because just like anybody to say, wait until the new year, and I'm going to start a new year for all of those folks in those waiting for Monday. Mm-hmm. Once they get there, you gotta commit. You gotta stick to it. You gotta do it, man. So that quote I read it earlier today. I was like, oh, this right in line with our show today.
Boom, there it is, man. You know, and Dwayne, you said this at one point, and it's something that stuck. I'm pretty sure it was you that said this, but you know, when you you want to succeed at something, you want to win at something, you have to sign that declaration, right? You sign a declaration, and that's your commitment. All right. If you're gonna make a promise to yourself, if you're gonna make this resolution, this firm decision, that's a declaration, man. Hold yourself accountable. You said you're gonna do something, do it. Stick to it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yep. Like Kobe said, man, he write the contract. There's no negotiating, you know, no negotiating. Once he write the contract and sign off on it, you know, man, shout out to the big dog, Kobe, man. Rest easy, man. That was major. But yeah, man. But you know, with that part, man, because I think about myself. I think about, okay, tomorrow I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get on the treadmill, I'm gonna run, it's cold, it's the garage. But then tomorrow morning come, I start scrolling on Facebook. My socks feel really warm and you know, I get up early too, but I start to try to negotiate with myself. Like, oh, you don't have to do it at 3. You can work from home. You can do it at 12 or and then 12. You can do it at 4. No problem. Bro, it's a thing, bro. So that quote really stuck with me, man, because I find myself trying to negotiate with myself every day. Every day, man. So I know we kind of went left on it, but
all good. All good. You know, we're talking about quotes and we're talking about relatable to this podcast. I did a run certification course over the weekend a few weekends ago now. Hey baby, we're gonna be hitting the running world here pretty soon. But one of the quotes that one of the instructors says is, you can't reach the finish line without getting to the start line. And sometimes we just need to hear things differently. When he said that, you know, we've heard things like that over and over and over. He said that, I was like,
yeah,
whoa,
that's good.
Whoa. You know, you just got to get to that start line, and you have to get that to that start line. Not every week, not every month, not every year. You have to get to that start line every single day. And right. You talk about, you know, being trying to negotiate with your inner negativity. Okay, that voice of inner negativity. You talk about that voice or that negotiation that you have with yourself each morning. The more times that you can fight that inner voice saying, hey, you know, take today off, you know, hey, sleep in a little, the more that you can fight that off. I'm not going to say it gets easier, but what you are doing is you are developing mental toughness. And the more mentally tough that you are, the easier it becomes over a long period of time.
For sure. for sure. Totally agree, man. Totally agree. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man, we're about to land this plane here. Didn't know if there was any more points you wanted to touch on, man, before we get out of here and wish everybody a happy new year and stuff.
Hey, man. Hey, you know, I try to end on something, you know, positive. I try to end on something motivational. So I'll end with this. You know, when life's opportunities are starting to shut that door and they're putting that deadbolt in and they're putting that master lock on there, kick that sucker down, because it's our time.
That's right. Kick it down into the new year, y'all. Y'all have a good
new year, everybody.
We'll check y'all in 2023. Peace out.